Gray County Council has updated its code of conduct to provide more clarity around virtual meeting participation. At its meeting on May 11, County Council approved a staff report from Clerk, Legislative Coordinator Tara Warder that updates the code of conduct guidelines for electronic meetings. The update clarifies participating in and collecting more than one per diem for meetings being held at the same time. A copy of the report can be downloaded at the county's agendas and minutes webpage. The previous county council asked for an update to the policy in 2022 after an integrity commissioner investigation and report into Gray Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen's participation in two electronic meetings at the same time. The policy has been amended to include this line in the rules governing the conduct of council members. Members will not simultaneously participate in more than one meeting, or collect more than one per diem for attendance in meetings held simultaneously. The report and recommendation prompted some questions from members of council. Owen Sound Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg said he fully supported the prohibition on collecting of more than one per diem for meetings held simultaneously, but he questioned if it was necessary to forbid councilors from attending two meetings being held at the same time. In my workplace, I multitask. It can be a benefit to members to sit in two meetings at the same time, said Gregg. Some may like the flexibility. I'm reluctant to pass that part of it. In response, Warder said county staff specifically chose the word participate to be used in the policy. She said the policy does not prohibit members of council from attending two meetings at the same time. West Gray Mayor Kevin Eccles asked about members of council being out of town for a conference, but taking the time, while at the conference, to virtually participate in a committee or council meeting. Eccles asked how such a situation would work for per diems. Southgate Deputy Mayor Barb Dobreen said, in her view, a councillor away at a conference would receive a full day per diem anyway, and participating in a meeting via electronic means during the course of the day would be considered part of the overall day. The report also included some best practice policies for electronic meeting participation. They include, councillors participating electronically are required to have their cameras on at all times, a council member's internet should be reliable when joining a meeting electronically, and a council member should not use a cellular phone to participate electronically.